Hey, what's up? It's John Kizzy. You know who is he, aka Philly G, because they know who I be. And I'm here with DJ Laton.
I'm back.
My cousin Ray Ray.
What it do, peoples?
And hey, we started a podcast. And today we're on episode 61. Last episode was episode 60. I don't think I announced it, but you would have seen it in the title card and all that stuff. But yeah, we hit 60. Now we're on 61. So we're here to discuss a few things. First off, I want to say, how you doing? And you too. Last week we talked about our New Year's, me and Tigger. But we ain't got to... I realized that the first episode back, we didn't even talk about that. Yeah.
So he was like, how was last year? How was your songs last year?
Yeah. We didn't talk about what... Like, I don't know what you guys did for New Year's.
Oh, really?
I don't know what y'all did for Christmas. I missed the family Christmas thing because I was in New
Brunswick. I know, right?
So I don't even know what happened there. So, I guess I'll start with you.
Wow, man. Not in the middle.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, how was your holidays?
Man? My holidays is good, man. I got to go back home.
Oh, yeah.
Just the Bahamas.
Yeah, Bahamas.
Anybody didn't know. Anyway, it was good. It felt really short, though. It felt really short going back home. It felt like it was like... Like, you know, when you start visiting family and you start doing the little house visits and going to, like, the little places you want to go, those days go, like it's nothing, right?
Yeah.
But it was good, though. I got to do most of the things I wanted to do, seeing most of the people I wanted to see, you know. Got to go to John Canoe, you know. Got the family dinners. I see my grandmothers there, and that's what's important because they're getting up in age, right?
Yeah.
And that's the hardest part for me being over here and... My family's over there, and especially my grandma's getting old, you know? I always think about that. Anyway, I'm getting too dark. And
No, I know what you mean, man. I know what you mean, being away. Like, remember in the summertime, my grandma passed when I was in Florida.
Oh, yes.
And yeah, I was like, shoot. You know what I mean? It's not like you just jump on the bus.
Yeah, like, that's bringing this glory back, right?
Yeah.
It's
so,
fear,
yeah, I know what you're saying there.
It's definitely a fear.
So, Were you there for New Year's?
No, New Year's, I was back here. I came back like on the 29th.
Okay.
Yeah, I was over here. I went to, we just went to the little New Year's party.
Was that when you were dancing on the speaker?
Yeah. This guy trying to put me. This guy trying to put me.
That's what that was?
I'm trying to skip over that story, man.
Was that, okay, so that was
New Year's? No, that was New Year's. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Dancing on the speaker. Yeah. I sent you.
Yeah. I don't know.
I sent you.
I don't know, man. I have a problem. Every New Year's, I feel like, I just drink to the limit, and I don't realize I'm drunk until, like, it's too late. It's just too late.
You mean like when I went to the...
Yes, yes, like that.
Yeah, that's what happens, guys.
It's too late. I'm too far gone. I don't realize how far I've been.
And there's not even that you can do after that.
It's just like you're
even if you stop drinking,
yeah,
it's too late. You're done.
You're done. Food ain't gonna help. Nothing.
No coffee, no water, nothing helping you. Yeah, good time, though. You know what I mean? I don't see nothing wrong with having that once in a while.
I hardly remember that night. People messaged me saying, oh, it was your birthday party. I was like, all right. No,
I know how that feels.
And that's how that went. But it was still good, man. New Year's was good, man.
Nice.
It's good to start a new year, be back, you know, trying to get more focus this year.
Any resolutions? I forgot to ask Tigger this. Any?
I just trying to, like... I like what you were saying, man. I'm trying to
eat better,
get my credit score.
Oh, my credit score.
That's my resolution this year, man.
Then they get you. Remember, like we were talking about.
Yeah.
Now they're trying to throw $50,000 at me.
Take the limit.
And I'm like, I'm good.
You smart, bro.
This is what got me here.
Leave me alone.
Yep. I don't need no credit.
They're like, no, we know your spending habits here. You need this.
You got no debt. I want to keep it like that. Yeah, they get you pre-approved for 50. What?
Yeah, easy.
I know.
It just happened there all of a sudden.
Yeah, half a second, I can think of all the stuff I can buy.
Yeah, what I can do with
that. Yeah, but no, I'm good. But that's a good resolution.
Yeah, that's mine for this year for sure, man. Especially, I don't know. Everybody's talking about recessions coming. I don't know if it's true, but it's trying to think future-wise. You know what I mean? But that's where my mind's at this year. Stop. I mean, don't start spending, but stop that, you know?
Excessive.
That, yeah. Yeah, that no need spending like buying fast food on the weekdays and all that stuff. Make food, man.
Or yeah, going up to get fast food.
Yeah.
On your way home.
especially
nuggets. I love chicken nuggets.
Oh, Frank, don't start that, man.
But then I go there. I got nuggets in my freezer.
Yeah.
They don't hit like McDonald's, but still.
No. Yeah.
They're there. But yeah, buying stuff.
Yeah.
Like
getting nuggets before the pod. Like, yeah, I try to stop that too.
I know. You didn't bring none. I'm glad. I'm just the nugget king.
It's a coming report.
I know. Eating nuggets.
Eating nuggets.
You know what's been getting me? My bank account a little. That I've been excessively spending on. These damn bubble teas.
The bubble. I know. You
on that bubble tea stuff?
The bubble teas, man. I'm loving them. But now that I cut O-Pop, trying to cut down on sugar, I'm getting them less sweet. But I found out I actually like the taste of the tea. So without the sweetness, I'm still rocking it, right?
That's good.
But yeah, excessive spending is.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you.
Oh yeah.
What about you, Ray?
My New Year's, Christmas, all that stuff. It was lovely, man. Like you said, you missed out on the family gathering that we usually have on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, yeah.
That was good. It wasn't as many people as it normally is, but it was still that good family vibe,
yeah,
right? Because
yeah.
A lot of the time our family don't get to connect like that. We got a humongous family, people don't realize about us. You see, my last name was on the screen, Gannon. It's a humongous family that we have, right?
Yeah.
So when we say like a small family gathering, that's maybe like 30 people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's our small version, right?
Yeah, true.
So, but it was a good vibe, good relaxing vibe. I got to spend a lot of good time with the kids. Christmas itself, like Christmas Day, that kind of stuff, it was more of like everybody was kind of off doing their own thing. A little bit smaller again. Not as many people at the house for Christmas dinner. But again, still good vibes. Still good, quiet, relaxing vibe. I mean, no snow, like kids would have wanted, right? I'm a little bit of a kid on that boat. Like, yeah, I want to see people out there playing in the snow for Christmas Day. But
yeah, I miss the snow too, man.
Yeah.
Especially when I spent that money to get them new tires. just bought snow tires because, you see, I just got the new vehicle.
Yeah.
Make sure I got them on.
Yeah.
Ain't had a lick of snow.
Yeah.
It's been dry.
Nothing.
And I got a sled down there, one of them blow-up ones for the kids to play on.
Oh, yeah.
Just
sitting can't in the sled box, nowhere.
Right? Just looking at it. Yeah. Like, okay, he ain't going nowhere on that. Yeah, New Year's was good. New Year's was good. I just went to a couple of, spent some time with the family, spent some time with a couple of friends. Nothing too big, you know what I mean? It's one of those moments where you kind of look at your watch and you're like, oh, it's 12:01. Happy New Year!
Nice.
didn't do the countdown, really. Yeah. Just kind of just noticed that it was at that time. So that's good because you're having enough fun not to even focus on that.
Yeah. That's what's up.
Yeah, I kept New Year's low-key. Just spent it with, I guess, my in-laws, you call them. And it's funny, they started falling asleep at, like, 11:15. When you was dancing on tables.
Oh, my God.
We was falling
asleep. You was getting it in compared to the rest.
I was like, okay.
I was just trying to relax, man.
That's cool.
Yeah. Other than that, just been working, man. Getting this working, trying to build,
yeah,
right?
Man.
Yeah.
Bring up those steps, right?
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
Steps to success.
Yeah.
Yep, that's what we trying here too, eh?
I'm with that for sure, bro.
Well, that's good to hear. So, let's get in some topics. Rhythm and Flow Season 2 been announced with Lotto, Ludacris, and DJ Khaled.
Yeah.
Replacing Cardi B, Chance the Rapper, and
T.I.
As a new host. What y'all think about that?
I think it's an interesting trio, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They all have a wide variety of experience in different things, right? When you think about someone like DJ Khaled, he has experience with bringing people together to help make a hit, right?
Yeah.
And knows how to market it, knows what the audience wants to hear. Like, we the best. How long did that last in pop culture?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah, random people who don't even really listen to rap running around talking about we the best.
Yeah.
And everyone knows another one.
Yeah, another one.
Yeah.
So I feel like he will be a really good addition to that panel, to that trio, as he kind of knows how to step outside of that and connect with all the different artists, from whether it's R&B, whether it's the pop music, those kind of things, and bring those into one collaboration hit. So I feel like that would be really good, and just with the connections that they all gather, that's really good to have as someone who's part of that show.
I find Lotto adds a really good, unique vibe to it, where she has already been on a reality show where she was competing against other people, showing her lyrical skills and things like that.
She did
having to hone
that.
Her performances, stuff like that. She's going to notice stuff about that performer while they're performing that the other people might not pick up on. Yeah. Right? And Ludacris. Ludacris was kind of the wild card for me there. I wasn't really sure like what he would add to it, but
he's a vet.
He's a vet.
Yeah.
Lyrical vet as well, like, cuz he can spit. Like that past him.
Yeah, yeah.
And he also knows how to cross over, cuz he made music that was like anthem songs,
right? He has timeless songs.
Yeah, and he knows how to add that production value. Kind of like how I think back to like the big arms and the big heads in the videos, like kind of going back to that Busta Rhymes feel of
and
videos.
Also he had artists under his wing before.
Exactly.
So he knows, like, because Disturbing the Peace.
Yeah.
Chingy, did he introduce Chingy?
Was it Chingy? I think it may have been. Yeah. It may have been Chingy.
And then
I know it's Titty Boy. He's Titty
Boy. Yeah. And Shauna.
Yeah.
And I think it's, I actually think this cast of hosts is a step up.
Yeah.
Not that I'm saying that T.I. and them wasn't, but good.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, whereas like this has a little bit more experience. Mm. Where, like, when they did it, Chance was still new.
Yeah.
And Cardi was still newer.
Yeah.
And then you had the vet with T.I.
Yeah.
Right. Where I see T.I. and Ludacris kind of vet status.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they got their counterparts, but DJ Khaled way more experienced than what Chance had, right?
Yeah,
but Lotto is kind of comparable to
Cardi.
Yeah,
because they're probably both the same spots in their careers.
Yeah,
when they did this, so I think that Khaled is adding this just more rounded and making it more, just more behind it, more hip hop experience.
Yeah,
and plus, like, Terror Squad, New York.
Well, this
like other Cardi reps New York, right?
Yeah.
But she was a newer person. This is someone that worked with Nas, worked with the ground from New York.
Well, he comes from that old vibe of Digging in the Crates, right?
Yeah.
He's been around. Like, he's established himself for multiple years. Like, even if you go back and watch some of, like, the old school videos with Fat Joe and some of the other people from New York, he's in the videos.
Yeah.
Go back
and
watch Shottas. He's in it.
I think. Oh, yeah, Shottas, I always tell people that, like, DJ Khaled is in that. That was a classic movie, but everybody don't think it's a classic. It's like a Caribbean classic.
Oh, it's a classic. It's a classic.
I call it the Caribbean Scarface.
What
video is he holding the umbrella for, Fat Joe?
Make It Rain.
Okay, Make It Rain.
Yeah.
He's been there, so I think he has experience. That's the only reason why I say that this is like a step up.
Mm.
And they already announced that Eminem's going to be a guest.
Yeah.
On one of the episodes, a guest judge. Last season they did have Big Boy, which is. You know, that's a legend too.
Oh, absolutely.
And they had Killer Mike. And who else?
They had Nipsey, I think, on one episode.
Yes, they
too.
Did.
Yeah.
They did.
They had Nipsey too.
So it's interesting to see what guests they have this time.
Yeah.
Also, like that clip that I showed you of the battle, like last season, those people could spit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm looking for anything that showcases spitting when they're going to battle.
Yeah.
And I'm here for it, man. I can't wait. And especially when they. When you see further down they go, they started helping them make songs.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see the only thing wrong with Rhythm and Flow is that it took so long for season two.
Mm.
Like, I think, I can't remember what year it came out, but it was at least.
It was a while ago.
19 or something like that, wasn't it?
It was a whack then, I've been waiting for this season for a while. So, I'm glad to see this.
The other thing that Luda also adds to it is where he has that crossover into film aspect, so he's going to help be able to kind of work on like that development of who you are, your public appearance, that kind of stuff. You'll talk about that stuff.
Oh, and like you said with about his videos, because remember, they do, if they mirror what they did last season, there is going to be a portion where they do a video. Ludacris will definitely have some input on visuals.
Sure.
What about you? What you think about the?
I agree with you. I agree with both you guys. I think it is a step up based on the cast and with, like, the chosen facilities. Like, it's everybody. I like Lotto, man. Lotto is kind of she is not overrated or underrated. I feel like she's just not in the spotlight enough. She's a good rapper. Like she.
Oh yeah. Like, yes.
She's done a lot of songs that, like, when she was working with Gucci and all that. I say, bro, this I can listen to this.
She can spit.
I can listen to this.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like I always talk bad about Meg, but I can listen to Lotto. I can't listen to Meg. Like, you know what I mean?
Meg is saying that.
Yeah, it's like repetitive stuff. Yeah. But Lotto is actually, like, you know,
yeah,
spitting. And I think she used to work with, she was around when Jazzy Faden was doing stuff, like producing and stuff.
Oh, I remember Jazzy
Faden. Yeah, I think she was somewhere in that group or around it or from a while. Yeah. So that's why she has that knowledge of the game, like in the rap. So I agree with you guys. It's a step up from the last cast. Not dissing Cardi. Cardi is still Cardi, like she's single us to death all the time. But
I know, to this day, I can't believe that she only got one album out.
That's wild. That's real wild to think about.
And we know her like this.
Yeah,
like we be putting her, a lot of people put her in the same level as Nicki,
yeah,
which I don't think is fair, because of when you put bodies of work, and you know, accolades, and you know, what do they say, you know, earn your stripes, pay your dues. She ain't been through what Nicki been through. She ain't been, but this, as far as celeb goes, they are on the same level.
Oh yeah,
they're taking shots. Anytime you're taking shots at each other, whether you did all these accolades or not, if Nicki's acknowledging her,
yeah,
then Nicki's helping put her on the same level as Nicki.
And did Nicki take shots first? Because I feel like that might be how that situation went. I don't think Cardi B singled out
Nicki. That's a good question. I can't remember how.
So that's a bit of a different, right? Like, so if Cardi would have shot shots at Nicki and Nicki didn't say anything,
it'd be
a whole different conversation.
We wouldn't put them in the same conversation then. But you know,
but if you're the top taking a shot at someone who's just coming in, well, that just elevates them.
As soon as you pay them attention, you're elevating them, man.
Yeah.
As soon as you pay them attention.
I think Nicki did take shots first. I think it was something about not giving homage to her, like how she passed away or whatever. But I think that's how it started. Then it just started to. That's the back and forth that started from. It's probably over nothing, really.
I shouldn't say they men be beefing, because Offset don't be saying much, but
yeah,
Nicki's boyfriend be. Right, you see those videos he put out and stuff?
Listen, he got put back on host arrest because of that video. He waiting for Offset outside the thing. Offset was on a plane somewhere.
Makes no sense.
Yeah.
I don't know.
One thing I did hear about Lotto was that. When she won that competition, she didn't take whatever the prize was for it.
Okay.
So she kind of stood on integrity of her music. So that's also going to add to the show as well, because she's going to know if this is something that is worthwhile for these artists to kind of take whatever money or whatever contract or whatever performance that they're being offered for it, right? Mm-hmm. I think it was a performance being offered as well as $250,000 for the prize.
What's the competition called?
I don't even know.
I'm not sure what the competition that she won last time, but I think that's the prize for this one, for the
for
the Rhythm and Flow. I think it's $250,000.
Yes, I did see that.
And then it was like a live performance at something.
I can't remember what it was, but I do remember the $250,000.
Yeah.
But cool. Yeah, so we're looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So what do y'all guys think about the Billboard's 50 Greatest Rappers of All Time list, and Ja being mad that he ain't on it?
I mean.
Personally, I'll tell you what I think.
Go ahead. We can cook on this one.
Because I'm going to say this. Number 50 was Rick Ross.
Oh, gosh.
Ja Rule should have been on there before Rick Ross.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, man.
You disagree with that? Ja had an error.
I don't disagree with Ja being mad he's not on it. He had an error.
Yeah.
And when you have an error, you should be on that list. That's my opinion.
Yes. He should definitely be on that list.
He had an error. Like,
heck, Juvenile should have been on that list.
Juvenile wasn't on the list either? I got to look through the list. No. Juvenile is a beast, man. Yeah. Juvenile is just... Go.
Sorry. Because we talked about it. One of the things I was really disappointed with, and no shots... But Nicki shouldn't be top 10. Of all time?
All time.
DMX was 21.
DMX is 21.
Busta Rhymes was high 20s.
Yeah,
And Nicki was top 10. Yes. Well, Billboard was. What is Billboard looking at, though? Looking at sales?
That's the thing where Ja Rule
Yeah.
was mad, because he said it is Billboard. Yeah. If you go on by sales, how can I not be on it?
That's true.
Yeah.
He had an era, man.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
He had an era.
So that's why if Ja ain't on it.
Yeah, it gets a little.
That just shows, and Rakim was on it, then it can't be sales. It
shows the strength of 50, man.
I know. True.
Yeah, like,
50 took him out of the middle.
And 50 was kind of high.
What would Ja's career be like without 50?
I think 50 was like.
If 50 never attacked him. Like, where do you think Ja would be now?
I think 50 was in the teens also.
Yeah.
I think
he
was in the teens. He was above Method Man, DMX, a bunch of Prodigy from Mobb Deep wasn't on the list.
Tyler Kwali didn't make it.
Yeah, but Yezzin Bey, if I'm saying it right, yeah. Mos Def,
yeah,
he was
on
it.
Yeah.
But Talib didn't make it. Wait, there's a lot that didn't make it that I'm like Prodigy, come on, man. Big L wasn't on it. And if they want to argue, it's Billboard and sales and stuff. Well, where was Mace?
yeah.
Cameron also wasn't on the list.
Yeah, I wasn't even really impressed by the top three. They had Jay-Z, Kendrick, and then Nas. Let's switch the order around at least, because I don't feel like you can put a gap between Jay-Z and Nas like that. Put Kendrick first if that's the case.
And you know what?
Yeah, it's funny. Think Jay-Z deserves that top spot. That's my personal opinion. Y'all can argue with me on that all you want. Bow, bow.
I agree with what you just said. I'm just in my mind trying to think, where would I put? I know I would put Kendrick one with what they had. I'm going based off of what they had.
Yeah.
If we would rearrange the top three, I'd have Kendrick at one, and I want to say, because I like Nas better. Mm. It's two. But then I think about the accomplishment, and I'm thinking Jay.
Yeah.
But then I'm remembering they battled and one person murdered the other. And that's where I'm leaning with Nas. Nas Ether just.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's timeless to this day.
Yeah. That's why Jay-Z stopped. He changed his whole record name label, remember? Ain't Rockefeller no more. Rock Nation. Because what did he say? He said, I rock hoes, you rock fellas.
Yeah, he's like, Rockefellas.
And then all of a sudden, ain't Rockefeller no more, is it? Man.
You watched the Drake challenge with Memphis Bleek talking about that?
Nah.
So, yeah, they're sitting around chilling or whatever. And they had Ether, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then dudes ready to fight. Like, dudes ready to go strap up. Then they rock. They're sitting on chilling there. You did it. It's like, yo, they're ready to, like.
I don't blame them, man.
Yes.
Oh, shit. Use that Pac sample at the beginning? Yeah, man.
That's another thing as well. I don't know how that sits with you guys, but to have somebody who's higher than Pac, who is a Pac worshiper, and I mean Kendrick Lamar, because Kendrick Lamar does worship Pac.
Well,
kind of messes with me a little bit.
See, I know what you're saying. I don't agree with it because I think that everyone has to have influences. Like, Pac would have had people that influenced him in rap, right?
Yeah.
And I bet you he's past them on any list. You know what I mean? The people that were...
Oh, yeah.
The people that he was like Kendrick is to him.
Yeah.
He would have passed them. So I think that you'd understand that that's just how things go. And as an artist, this is me back when I used to rap when I was an artist. I want the next generation to top my generation.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I'm always in these arguments with Pac and Biggie still being held up, because I see how he evolved and I see stuff got better.
Yeah.
And I just was like, you know, I feel if we don't move past certain things, we're not pushing the culture forward. We're being nostalgic. You know what I mean?
See, the way I'm looking,
it'd be like wearing saggy pants in your 60s, right? It's just.
Yeah.
I mean, some people still do that.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
That's a clarifier. It still happens.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, when I mean like that is I'm thinking of like that cultural impact, rapping skills, everything like that, and just like the amount of hits that are out there between Pac and Kendrick. I don't think that list is as close as people think. I think there's more money being generated nowadays. So if you want to talk about accomplishments in that form, about monetary value that can be made off an album, I think that we can have that conversation.
And you know what? Another thing, because this is a similar relationship or type of influence. You know, Eminem said all the time, Redman was his crazy influence, and he's way above Redman on that list, right?
Yeah, that is true.
I think Redman and Tretch were his two of his, he always mentions were his influences. Yeah.
But you can definitely say that Eminem probably has more hits than Redman. Like industry style hits.
Yeah.
Right? And but I would still say that about Pac. I still think he has more than Kendrick.
Pac more than Kendrick?
Hits? Like industry hits? Not like just a full album itself?
I don't know. That's hard to say. I can't agree with that.
I think we've got to pull sheets on that one.
Yeah, that's why. That's why I
think Kendrick has more.
I you disagree or agree?
I disagree.
I'd say that because he had more time.
Yeah,
he definitely had more chance too.
How many albums has Kendrick got?
I think should be six,
five or six. Yeah,
that's the only way I have to say.
Yeah, that's what it is. I think it's the time. Mm. That's why Pac isn't as high as Kendrick and Jay-Z and Nas.
Right.
I think it's the time period. They're still our freaking. What do you call it? The forefathers of the game. People
Wow. Actually, you can compare them to, because like you said, with Jay-Z, always biting off of Biggie, because he worshipped like Biggie, right?
Yeah.
But he got way more hits than, Jay-Z got way more hits than Biggie, because he had way more time to do it.
Yeah, that's true. You know what I mean?
It's almost unfair, because...
All right, you're proving your argument, I hear you.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's almost unfair. It's unfair to Pac and Biggie, they even put them in their competition because they're at a handicap. They can't put out more hit. Actually, well,
yeah, so speaking
can
you say that?
That's a good segue. Cat Williams is working on a Tupac album.
Why are we talking about Cat Williams, man?
I know you.
He's a capper, man. He's even got a Tupac album?
He is. Yeah. And Cardi B's going to be on it. We talking about in the car. I don't think Pac would have rocked with Cardi. I think Pac would have seen Cardi as a girl at the club shaking her ass. He would have probably threw some dollars at her, but I don't think he'd be like less than a song.
No, I think he's more of he rock with an R&B singer.
Especially where at the end of his career, where he was trying to get away from the thug shit and get back to his Pac stuff.
Yeah.
But you also have to look at how she came out. Look at what her first song was compared to all the other female artists Kodak who came Black? Out. Yeah. Who gonna do what to me? That whole song was a gangster song for a female.
True.
When she came out.
Yeah.
But she was still a stripper though. So I don't know. I don't know. Just seeing how I don't know. We'll never know.
I mean,
but I guess we'll get to see what it sounds like.
I'll give Cardi a credit. She can switch it up when she needs to.
Yeah.
It's not all the same.
But I'll tell you one thing that I never said in my life. I wonder what Cardi and Pac sound like together.
Never.
Yeah.
Kendrick and Pac.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that has to
Nipsey and Pac.
That has to happen as well.
Where's the cat getting these Pac freaking?
Because it's because him and Sugar are like homies.
So he's getting. So Sugar still has some in. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sugar still has some still in the vault.
He must. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, and the reason why they're homies. Is because there was a meeting going to happen and Cat didn't want to actually meet Suge. Because he was, in his mind, he was riding for Pac and thinking that Suge had something to do with Pac's death.
Oh, okay.
Right? And that actually made Suge like him more and be like, oh, well, he's actually like, he's riding for Pac. You don't even know the guy. And people who were his friends, like the Outlaws and Snoop and other things like that, because this is right out of Suge's moat, were saying, and these guys are all taking pictures with the enemy and all going and doing music with the enemy. Right? But he was looking at Cat like, I don't know this guy. He don't know me, but he loves Pac, he has a love for Pac, and he knows because the rumor is saying that I had something to do with Pac.
Yeah.
So he's like, F Shook. Right? So that's a different level of ride, because I would be very worried in any other circumstance where it's like a comedian is taking over producing one of the Legends hip hop albums. That sounds suspicious all on its own right there, right? But when there's a certain type of love for that artist, it makes me feel a little bit more comfortable with it. Not fully comfortable, but a little bit more.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll check it.
Yeah.
And I'll check with open ears. The thing is that another thing I'm worried about is that
bunch of features.
Yeah, it's going to be a bunch of features to fill in. They can't have that much POC stuff left. And like I hope they reuse in Versus.
Yeah.
And check this, and this is why I think, is that the fire stuff, you know, the best POC Versus, leftover Versus, were probably the first ones released. So yeah, the more albums come,
the worse
it's probably more B-reels of stuff that POC probably never would have wanted to.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes everyone spits whack verses. And it's rappers are like comedians where they might take stuff from that they liked from that verse and use it in another one and build on it and
make a
better one.
Yeah.
Like, and you know what I mean? You got to realize that some people are like, yo, Pac recorded all this music because he thought he was going to pass. They didn't want music to be there. That's one way to look at it. Another way is that he had a lot of stuff he didn't want out because it was no good, and these engineers just kept hold of it. But we'll see. I mean, we'll never know.
Yeah.
Pac would never be like, no, I did approve this. You know?
One thing I was wondering if it's kind of like that Kanye West effect, right? Because if you look at any artist who's done music with Kanye West, and they talk about it in interviews, they're like, we have like 5 or 6 songs. It's in the talk that we recorded, did them, and then it was like an exercise for him. All right, now we're going to get on to doing the other stuff. This is why his albums continuously get pushed back.
You know what?
He's working through so much stuff. Yeah. Think about all the album songs that you hear about Kanye doing that never actually see the light of day.
Yeah, you're right. I heard this, that a lot of artists do this. It's they do it to kind of get through to the creative mode. Like a lot of stuff is just trash that they get out there. And you're like, because you might get writer's block or whatever, but they just keep writing and get through it, right? And then they do it, but then they get in the groove, and that's when the good stuff starts coming out. But the thing is that people still recorded and kept that stuff that you didn't like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so yeah, that could be it.
That could be it.
But we'll see. Another thing I just want to say, sorry, is that's going to suck is that, like, when he 96 is when he passed? And if he's it's 2024, so man, is that almost 30 years?
His
verses have to be very general to not be dated.
Listen, you got me going back to that Dave Chappelle skit.
I made this a lot. I was thinking about it too when you guys talking about Pac. Dave had the best skit, man. Yeah. That was so funny in the club.
You say something just happened.
Just came out. He started describing the club.
Yeah.
But this also could be a potential humongous payday for whoever's helping Cat produce that, just with the attention that Cat has on him right now.
I think that's why, too. That's the connection with what's happening. Shig probably said, yo, it's time to do that thing that we talked about, because you hot right now. Everybody got eyes on you. Your next move is what's really going to...
Yeah.
I just hope there's no Pac and Cat Williams Ludacris diss on there. Because that'll make me a little bit upset.
I just hope Cat Williams ain't trying to rap at all. Did you hear that diss he did to Luda?
I heard snippets of it, and I was like, what is this? It didn't even sound like a recording. It sounded like he was on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah.
I mean, he is a comedian, so he can write. So he can write some good jabs and stuff.
He can't
rap worth nothing.
Nah.
He can't. He put that mic. And someone, I read somewhere that he was, at one point, was trying to become a rapper.
Oh yeah, he was with Dipset. There was a whole chain in him and everything.
Stand-ups. And now I know why he didn't become a rapper. Because I heard him rap, and Cat Williams can't rap.
Put a chain on him?
Yeah, they put a Dipset chain on Cat Williams, yes.
That was a mascot move.
Yeah.
It's a mascot move. He's trying to, like...
he can't rap. So, on an R&B tip, you guys listen to TGT?
No, what's TGT? What's that?
That's Tyrese, Genuine, and a Tank.
They have a group.
I saw you guys post it, right?
Oh, they had a song before.
Oh, yeah.
They had an album before.
Yeah, didn't they have one or two albums?
That's a good question. I'm not sure.
Is this? What's the hit song that I don't know? I thought I was too much questions, but never heard the album.
It's R&B stuff. Anyways, if you like R&B, you should check it out. You know, they all can sing.
They can sing?
Yeah.
But I heard no song where they like hit like.
Oh man, people have been waiting for them to get back together forever. Yeah. It's almost as long as I was waiting for Jodeci to get back together, and then they did an album, and it was like,
this ain't it.
It was better when I was just waiting. It's just
Now, was it? Do we know why they waited so long? Like, was it label stuff? Was it like
it was them stuff? It was them,
it was them stuff.
Genuine showing up to gigs drunk.
Yeah.
And messing up the performances.
I mean, he ain't got those dance moves like he used to. I see some clips online, and I was
I know.
That's done.
But I think it should be, if all three of them are on board, and it says like there, I think it's going to be a dope album.
I never heard them.
Man, you got to get up on it. Yeah, TGT.
TGT. They had a hit? They had a hit, though?
I can't remember the names.
I can't remember. One song with all three of them is a hit.
Oh, man.
That'd have been no hits. They didn't stay separate.
I feel like I remember a video with them all in like black suits or something like that.
Yeah.
They got to stay separate. I remember no one hit.
Oh, shit.
Not one hit.
Do any of them individually have new music out right now? Like, have they, like, when was the last time any of them have released, like, a new song?
I don't think any of them are
Tank
makers.
Could be the last one.
I think Tank did something kind of recently. Like, it just wasn't on a big label and stuff. It wasn't even that long ago that Tyrese and Genuine did stuff. You can find stuff out there, but you got to dig because they're not on majors. Apparently, they're getting, this new album supposedly has, there's deals out there, is what I'm trying to say for this. So, next episode we're going to come back and we're going to talk about TGT because I know they got some good music. Laton's going to listen to this. I'll find the album and send it to him.
I never heard a request for TGT in my life, so I know they ain't got no hits. I never heard nobody say, yo, put that new TGT.
That's because, it would have been that new.
Put that old TGT.
All right. We're going to look it up.
I listen to the album.
Thank you.
TGT. Let me see if that's even on Spotify, man.
It definitely
TGT.
Is.
TGT.
You can check. Guess what's not on Spotify, though? That was supposed to come out on Friday. And got pushed back. The Kanye West and Ty Dolla $ign album. Vultures? Know. No, that was a single. Is that the name of the album?
The name of the album is Vultures.
Yeah, it's coming out February 9th, though. So I got a new date.
That's what he said.
Well, sorry.
That's what he said.
Yeah,
that guy.
It's announced to come out.
I'll be coming
right
on Christmas Day, y'all. 2025.
Gotcha. Right alongside TGT.
You know, Kanye. God, man. Look at that.
It's gonna be another one that's pushed back.
They got. Oh, what are the top songs?
Three Kings is the name of the album. The top song is probably "Sex Never Felt Better."
I think I Need is one that I heard. Yeah, man. Check them out. Because I know you're on that R&B tip.
Yeah. With the Kanye album, do you feel like it's more of creative process that's slowing it down? Or like sample clearing? Because I know he uses a lot of samples.
That could be it.
That's definitely what
sample
it is.
Sample clear, definitely. Because he was already playing samples of it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because I know there's some talk about like a Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj didn't clear a sample that, verse on the track. She wasn't clearing
it. She ain't clearing it. Said she don't have Kanye no more. She said that on, I think, a Joe interview or whatever. But she ain't said she ain't clearing it.
What'd he do to her?
I don't know what it is.
The way I heard it was something about like not necessarily anything to diss Kanye, but the song's a couple years old. So she's like, I'm in a different lane, different pocket now. Like. Gotcha. It doesn't. I'm releasing a new album here soon, so it doesn't make sense to have a song from a few years ago coming out at the same time as I'm releasing new music.
I thought she just don't like him, man.
I mean, that might be. Political.
I got the assumption that it was. I didn't read into it, but I heard she wasn't clearing it. So I was like, damn. Nicki said after.
Yeah, you hear about? Oh well,
that's just about Drake.
Oh what? What about Drake?
That's just about Drake and. Kanye.
Are they still beefing?
The thing is about that beef, man, they shook and all that. And then Drake said in a song.
Didn't they do a concert together?
He did a concert, the
Larry Hoover concert.
And then I think it was on Her Loss, Drake said, I only did that stuff. I was only hanging with the Oscar because of Jay Prince. He said it in the song.
Yeah. Yeah.
So oh, it's shit. Like he does. He said he basically did that for Jay Prince. He didn't do that for like he wanted to.
I wonder if he said that in response to Kendrick. Remember Kendrick said that he must not be as mature because I forget the line where he's talking about Drake and Kanye getting back together. He's like, what's going on there? You know, I guess I'm not that mature because
I think I remember that though. Piecing
up. It was on this Kendrick's last album. I forget what song it was.
I do remember that verse though.
But yeah.
Yes.
I wonder if Drake was like, no, it ain't like that. I'll mess with you. Jay Prince. I had to.
Yeah, Jay Prince, yeah.
Because Jay Prince, I don't know who he is, but I know that he got like some of the most pull in hip hop.
He been a vet. The only person I see come at him is Wack 100. It's the only other person I see talk nasty about him. Everybody else holds him in high regard.
Yeah, he has some type of connections. That's Drake's mob ties that he's be talking about, I think. I don't know what's going on there, but yeah.
Did y'all see the video of Snoop? Fake Snoop?
I seen
that was priceless.
Fake Snoop on the plane. Oh, before I talk about that, I want to say get well soon. She ain't never going to see it, but maybe she will. The Snoop's daughter, she had a stroke.
Recently.
Only 24 years old. But apparently she had lupus, but she stopped taking her medication instead of doing like herbal like remedies and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's related. Could be.
Yeah.
Who knows? But anyways, hope she's feeling better now.
Yeah.
But
take care.
But as far as Fake Snoop, that's funny. Because apparently something like that happened to my brother. Eh?
I was just supposed to say, like, if that happened to one of us, are we going with it? Is your buddy going with it and egging it on?
Someone thought my brother was Morris Chestnut.
I can see it, too.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Yo, put up a picture on the screen. Morris Chestnut.
Yeah.
Wow, I got to see this. He tall, dark, and bald.
Yeah. Oh, you never met mine.
No. It could be believable.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I forget the whole situation, but that's what they said.
That.
But if I was in that situation, I'd do what your boy did.
Oh, absolutely. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd hope it didn't come out.
Yeah.
Because, like, let her have her moment. She just met Snoop. Let her go home.
She gonna live that out.
Yes. Let her go home with her picture of Snoop. Yeah. Why the internet gotta ruin it?
Yeah.
Let her go on with her fake Snoop. He said his cousin or homeboy is in.
He right on the post. He said, you know I'm instigating this.
Yeah.
So he was like, yeah, taking the pictures, gonna let other people come up and take pictures with the
other people would come up too, cuz.
Like, I mean, this is on a flight. Ain't no one pulling up their phones and Googling that. And they'd be like, is this really?
I looked at it. I was like, that ain't even Snoop. That don't even look like Snoop.
Yeah,
light.
I even see it look like
just skinny, tall black guy with glasses on.
I mean, Snoop. Does Snoop fly on those kind of planes?
I know.
That's the first thing I'm checking. I'm like, wait a minute.
That's my commercial all of a sudden.
Yeah, and Coach.
Just like there chilling.
Also, like, wasn't she like work for the airline?
I think
they said
don't
she
you
was.
Know who's on the flights?
that's a little off, bro. Yeah. She was like he's undercover or something.
Well, maybe
he's undercover.
But you gotta think, you know, she might not know Snoop's real name.
Yeah, true.
No one's taking Snoop's true. Ticket ain't gonna say Snoop Dogg on
that,
right?
That's true.
Yeah,
so
Calvin.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know what I mean? It wouldn't that'd be funny if instead of using your like don't even use your government no more. Take it to Snoop Dogg. No, so you know, shoot her some bail on that one. She might not have known because of that.
Oh, man.
But,
I had that happen to me one time.
What? Well, who was you?
I was Eazy-E for Halloween. I swear I thought I was a celebrity, man. I was in the dorm. People was like, yo, can I take a picture with you? Just like, I was on pizza court. People was like, yo, can I take a picture with you? Like, they know I was an Eazy-E, of course.
I guess your costume was just good.
It was like one time on a flight, it happened to me too, man. I was coming from the Bahamas. The plane was like basically empty.
Yeah.
And nobody was sitting in my row. So they must have thought I bought out the row.
They must have thought,
I know, seriously, it happened to me, dog. I was going from Bahamas to Toronto. They must have thought I was like doing something in the Bahamas. I must have thought I bought out the row because the plane was like empty, man. I never seen Planet MTV. It was like a long time ago, I probably came back at a weird time, probably boxing or something.
Yeah.
Empty. All you know, stewardess comes, are you a celebrity or something? I was like, no. Like, what?
That would be my answer.
I know. I wasn't thinking about it. Sure am. I was just chilling, like.
I was saying, what you mean? Yeah. Yeah, I'll sign it. What you need signed? I'm trying to rest here, man.
I could get away with Bow Wow.
What? Couldn't be no Bow Wow.
I could get rid of Bow Wow, man. I could do that as a little Bow Wow.
Bow Wow, got his head's too, like, almost oval shaped. Y'all think he look like Bow Wow? Medium Bow Wow. Not a little Bow Wow.
But I'm happy cocky full of dough. This guy spins a box with me and shit.
Just said he could get away with Bow Wow.
I'll play, oh, you wanted to see. I used to kill that album. Anyway, what's going on?
That little Bow Wow wasn't on the list?
Yeah, Bow Wow was
had
on
a
list?
Whole. He had a whole...
Yeah, he had a run.
That's what I mean.
Serious wow. run.
I was going to ask,
he had a serious run from when he was like this tall till he was grown up.
Sorry, Chico was on this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was trying to pull up the list, you know. I was trying to pull it up.
There was something I had to look at when I was on it. Just give me the...
I was trying to pull it up. Something but I agree with you. Bow was doing the list, too. Bow is underrated. He had
top 50.
Oh, yeah, Jadakiss, number 46. Oh. Can we talk about that, please? That ain't right.
Bro, I just think Billboard ain't it, man. Like what people always say, like a lot of songs get on Billboard because who they're connected with and the labels and all that. Like Billboard is just another one of those paid for spots, man. Yeah. That's what I think. That's what I was gonna say later, but
all right, you know what? I'm going.
But Jadakiss should be higher, I agree.
I'm bringing it.
It's ridiculous, right?
Jadakiss is a freaking beast.
Let's just some people can know for the record. I'm going to say the whole list.
Oh, man. You know he's going to do that.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have some good laughs here.
All right. So at number 50, they got Rick Ross.
He's too low. Rickety should be higher.
Are you clowning? Or you think clowning, real? Man.
I mean.
50 of all time. You think Ricky should be on?
I think he should be on the list. I think he should be on the list.
You sure?
I think he.
You don't think there's 50 people better than him?
Well, maybe there is, but he did a lot for Miami, I feel. I feel like he really...
So did Pitbull.
And let's put this out the gate. Yeah.
Pitbull did a lot, too.
So the Trick Daddy.
Trick Daddy, too.
He ain't on the list. But
Rick Ross is a little bit more Trick Daddy. Trick Daddy is a veteran. I give it to Trick Daddy. He was...
I think Trick Daddy kind of sparked it, though.
Yeah.
He did spark that Southern... You know, charisma and flow. I think he did, Miami flow.
Yeah.
He did spark that. He did. You're
That's
right.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. And take it to the house.
We should put this out there before we go through this list. This is no hate on any individual artist that's on the list. We're hating on the Billboard selected list.
Yeah. Yeah, Billboard, they fucked up. All right, so number 49, Reverend Run from Run DMC.
See, I'm not experiencing that in that era.
That was...
That's pioneer era,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those, without him...
You don't get all the other stuff.
Yeah. You gotta give him respect.
Yeah.
And then one of the biggest crossover hits with Walk This Way, with the
Aerosmith, right? Yeah,
that was a humongous hit. That's. I'm pretty sure some of their songs still get radio play at certain times of the year, right?
So I think he might be kind of low for what he did. Like, because they even said that Impact is part of what they put on here. If it Impact.
They said Impact too?
Yep. They said.
I didn't know they clarified how they made the list.
Weren't they like one of the first hip hop groups to get like a clothing brand deal?
Adidas?
Okay, it said in determining the rankings, Billboard and Vibe editorial teams opted. First to look, they limit the rap arena to North America, so that's why it's only North Americans. Oh, that's why Slick Rick wasn't on it, and no reggaeton and stuff like that. From there, they took into account the following criteria. not in any particular order. Body of work, which is achievements, which is like charted singles, albums, gold, platinum certifications, and all that.
Okay.
Gotta be caping for Jaw more. Jaw should be on this if this is one of the criteria. Cultural impact and influence. So how the artist's work fostered the drama's evolution. Longevity. Okay.
Yeah. Longevity, that's why. That's
both of those things, both of those things you just said, that awesome
lyrics.
Yeah.
And flow. So those are the main things. So Run should have probably been higher.
Yeah.
With that. Yeah.
LL should probably be a lot higher than what, I don't even know where he is yet. But if they're taking longevity and all those other things,
I know
they probably gave him the credit.
Same with Rick Rock, just for creating Maybach music, that whole era.
Yeah.
But Ja.
Yeah.
Where's Ja? Let's
see, that's it too. Rick Rock should be a little higher.
Let's see. Next, 48 is Melly Mel. I know you probably don't know Melly Mel.
Yeah. No,
that's back in the... Grandmaster Flash and the Furious.
Oh, okay.
With the message, don't push me.
Okay, so, I know that song. You know,
of course, everyone in the world.
One of the first songs the lyrics got real when you actually go back and listen to what he's saying.
Yeah.
And is Curtis Blow on there?
The Breaks.
He is on the list.
He's on the list?
He is?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get the number 47 is MC Light.
Okay.
Number 46 is Jadakiss.
Yeah, I see. That's really low. That's really low.
That is a kiss of death.
Yeah.
That's really what is that? That's number 45 is Ice-T.
See, nah, Ice-T is shouldn't be higher than Jadakiss.
No.
Oh, definitely.
Trig.
44 is Queen Latifah.
Oh, go, man. She should be up too.
43 is Bun B. 42 is Redman. Now that's a crime.
Yeah.
Mm.
42.
Yeah.
I wasn't big on Redman, so.
Number 41 is E-40. I think he should be higher.
Yeah, that goes along with his coast.
Yeah,
movement.
For number 40 is Dr. Dre.
Yeah, that's low. He's not a big rapper.
That's why I don't even think he should be on the list.
Yeah, he's not a big rapper. He's
you know what I mean?
If you go for like produce, if you made a top 50 producers, he's in the top five.
Now, the thing with the credentials, I can see why they put him on the list.
I can see a reason why they might put him higher on the list, actually, now that I think about it, with The Chronic and then Chronic 2001.
Yeah.
Those were two specific eras that they ran. There was nothing else being played during those times.
Yeah, you're right. Number 39 is Ludacris. That seems low for Luda. They got Gucci Man
is 38. Over Ludacris.
They got Gucci over
Ludacris. They got Gucci higher than Jadakiss.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. I agree with Gucci being on it because he kind
of... I like Gucci.
Gucci, all these rappers that are out nowadays are like offspring of Gucci.
A lot of them are.
I still don't think Gucci's, he should be where he's at.
What would you call him, man?
There's a couple people that we already named that should be above Gucci.
Yeah, I know that.
Gucci was that mixtape era, man.
Yeah.
Gucci was like a lot.
Number 37 is Common.
Yeah, Gucci and Common, close together, that should not be.
Yeah.
Dropping the mic.
Number 36 is Mos Def. Or Yazzin Bey.
Mos Def, man. To see this Drake, man. Come on, I don't...
35 is Future.
Is my mic still on? Damn, Future is 35?
Is that
low? That's impact. That's impact.
Oh, you think he should be higher?
No, I think...
He should be low?
He might need to be higher.
He's too much higher than other ones. That's
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Number 34 is Chuck D. Public Enemy.
Yeah, no, Chuck D should be.
33, alive. Here's another crime against humanity. 33, Busta Rhymes. Busta Rhymes at 33.
Yeah, that's not.
He should be high. Right. Even though I'm not a big Busta Rhymes, he should be high. I would say that.
Tell us how you feel.
It's a crime. Because guess who's right above him? T.I. at 32.
Trap.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think T.I. should be higher than Luda, man.
I think T.I. and Lewis should be close.
Yeah, it should be close.
Yeah. Well, they ain't. 39 and 32.
Yeah.
They ain't
he close. Should be, I don't think he should be before Busta, though. Yeah.
No, me neither. 31 is Lil' Kim.
Female, but she should be. If they're doing that,
Lauryn
Hill at 30. That seems low for Lauren.
Yeah, Lauren should be out.
But she don't have a big body of work, though, so I can see why.
She don't.
But what she put out was...
It's iconic.
Yeah.
This hard, you know, because they put all the people we wanted up higher, then they get pushed down. Like, oh,
29 is Pusha T.
Pusha T above Ludacris.
And Jada.
Not Ludacris, I mean above Jada. I don't agree with that. Pusha's nice, though. I'll
yeah,
give
Pusha
him that,
is but. Nice.
28 is Black Thought.
I haven't heard a lot of his stuff.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
27 is Q-Tip.
Mm. Black Thought should be in front of Q-Tip.
Yes. 26 is Big Pun.
Big I think, Pun?
Yeah, Big Pun.
Oh, no, he should be way up there.
Yeah. 25 is Method Man.
Way up there.
24 is KRS-One. 23 is Curtis Blow.
Curtis Blow is height.
Yeah, there's,
that
there's,
is hard for someone that just got the breaks. What's other than the breaks?
High.
Yeah, why is he above KRS-One?
He got another song, man.
That don't make no sense
he's
at
really
all.
Why is he higher than Melly Mel?
Yeah, he should be around Melly Mel. If you say that's around that, I think he should be around that. Because like
Curtis Blow,
he had another song though, Frank.
Oh, yeah, Christmas rapping and the breaks, but that's all. That's two
that's
songs
you can song, name.
Oh
man,
22 is Ghostface Killah.
Uh oh. I know you sick.
I don't know how they got Ghostface above meth, but hey, to each his own.
Yeah.
21, DMX. That's another crime.
That's a crime.
That's a crime.
DMX. DMX.
Yeah.
Big Daddy Kane at number 20.
For DMX, though? I don't know. That's debate. That's a debatable one.
Missy Elliott at 19. They put Missy above a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Missy did have like a whole... She was going in.
Earned him the land, but so did a lot of these people that we talked about.
After that, even like the work and all that kind of stuff, right? When it's more like those more pop kind of hits.
So at 18, Ice Cube. I ain't mad at Ice Cube being in the top 20s.
No. Well, I feel like he had something to say about this list as well.
Now, here's somebody that I really like, but I think this is a crime. They're 50 Cent at number 17. I mean, when it comes to
impact?
Yeah, I guess. When your impact impacted another rapper so much.
Tonight you made the list.
Okay, maybe you could.
The people don't even remember Ja Rule no more. That's sick.
I know.
That's so sick.
That's funny. Billboard probably talked to 50. He's like, here's the list. He's like, get Ricky and Jahl off there. And they're like, we got to keep one of them. You flip the coin there. Let Ricky
at 50. At
the end. Put him at the end.
I wish you was boss. Yeah. 50, man. 50 before your name.
That's
he went 50 before your name.
Yeah,
so sick. Oh, shit.
If 50 is a petty guy,
I know.
Like, he would do that, bro. He would do that, like, without even flinching, bro.
I know.
50 is a petty guy, bro.
Probably, like, yo, we'll call him up and, like, yo, Ricky, let's wash this beef. I got you on the list. Oh, yeah, 50, yeah. What number? 50. And then just hung up. Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
Oh, man. Number
16, Scarface. Mm-hmm. I think it's wrong to have Scarface and 50 Cent next to each other.
Yeah, that's a wild
one. They needed some distance. Scarface is...
Yeah, his body of work is way too big for that.
15, J. Cole.
J. Cole's 15?
Yeah.
I like Cole, man.
I think he should be up closer to
LL Cool J is 14. I do respect that they gave him this much props to put him this close to the top 10.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because they don't really give him the flowers like... Since way back.
I know. Longevity. I think he's... Yeah, crazy. 13 is Rakim. I ain't
mad at that.
Yeah. Oh, man. This is what Tyrone was...
Tyrone was tripping.
Yeah, Tigger was mad at this one. Number 12 is Andre 3000. He doesn't like him.
Andre can rap, you know.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I don't think Big Boy made the list.
No.
Can you honestly, your heart of hearts, say that Andre's a better rapper than Big Boy?
See, I like
lyrical
them both.
Delivery.
But if Andre's 12, I know Big Boy didn't make the list. He, like, just the way this is going, no shots at Big Boy. I know they ain't putting him in the top 10.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But who's a better rapper? Man.
I think Andre's a little better than him. That's a little bit better. I wouldn't give him a yard. I'll give him like a couple inches better than him. They it's OCast, man.
I don't know,
they
man.
Can't separate them really. Yeah.
Because the stuff after OCast that Big Boy put out, he kept getting better.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He is dope. Yeah. Yeah.
And Andre, he kind of went kind of outside of the traditional hip hop rap fucking genre. He's my friend.
Well, check this. I would never be mad at, and even don't even know if I can argue if someone said Big Boy was better than Andre.
No,
I could totally see it. I could actually agree to a lot of points.
Yeah.
Even though I know it's not the majority's opinion, I could see that. Number 11, we got Kanye West. Oh, where'd that go? Did you see that just
disappear? Yeah, just like disappeared.
It was mad at Kanye.
Kanye
tapped into my phone. Mad being in the top 10. Right on the cusp of top 10, number 11. Kanye West.
Yeah, I can see it. If you're talking about that cultural influence.
Yeah.
Because you've got to remember, he was producing music since way back.
Yep. Yeah, Blueprint.
And here's the one that I was mad at, even though I love her music. Nicki Minaj at number 10.
She's too high,
yeah.
Man.
She's way too high. Snoop is in the top 10, though, number 9.
Yeah. Mm. But if going back to the Nicki piece, if you're thinking about, like, for female hip-hop influence, like, thinking about people, like, the marketing of going towards the female fan, she would be at the top. Like, I don't think there's been any other female who's garnered as much fan base.
Has. And she crossed.
But there's so many people on here that she could still be above her, right?
Yeah. Mm.
That's why I'm saying no shots against her.
Yeah.
If this was a list of female rappers in influence and stuff, I don't know if I want to commit to saying that she could be number one, but I think top three for sure.
Yeah.
I give Nicki number one.
I think it adds balance to the list to have her up higher, because when you're thinking about it as an optical piece, you know what I mean? Mm. 50 top rappers and no female made it into the top 10, top 20, top 30.
I guess that kind of thing, right? I guess.
It kind of discludes a whole fan base.
So they pander in there.
Yeah.
Good boy.
Right. Some.
So 9 was Snoop Dogg. We said that one. Number 8, Drake.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, I'm not mad at Drake.
I can't give him top 5, but I'll give him in that.
Yeah, number 7 is Wayne, and I definitely think Wayne should be close.
Yeah,
Wayne should be above.
Yeah.
Number 6 is Biggie. A lot of people say that's kind of low.
I'm not mad at it.
I ain't mad at it either.
I'm not mad at it. His body of work is not as big as half the people on this list already.
No, it's not, no.
Number 5, Eminem.
Not mad at it.
Yep, not me either.
Dr. Omar is, though.
Yeah, of course he would be. Number 4 is Tupac. I can live with that.
I mean, I can live with it. I think it should be higher, but I can live with it.
I think Busta Rhymes should. I don't think we should have said Busta Rhymes' name yet.
he should
be way higher. So number 3, and we talked about this earlier, is Nas. Number 2, Kendrick. And number 1, Jay-Z. Now, with the criteria, I can see. Only one of them is a billionaire on the whole list.
Yeah.
Because Kanye fucked it up for himself. he was a billionaire, but he messed up. So influence. You know what I mean? Even with Roc Nation, he helped a lot of the other guys that are on the list.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I can see how they got to that. I don't agree.
Yeah.
Because I'd put Kendrick higher, and I'd have Busta Rhymes in that top 5 for sure, and X.
Yeah.
And Meth. But, what do y'all think? Anyone you're totally mad at? I'll save it to King Tigger. He ain't here tonight. I'm sorry, we didn't say he's got some prior engagement. That's why he's not here tonight. But he thinks that Andre 3000 and Drake shouldn't be on the list at all.
This nigga's a hater for Drake. Don't get that.
But I think I've been vocal of who I'm at. I think should be a lot higher. And I think Mace and Josh should be on that list somewhere.
I think Josh should have made the list. Basically, looking at the list, I think Josh should have made the list. That's just my opinion, you know what I mean? I'm still missing out a lot of the old era. So I don't have a lot of knowledge back, like on the Big Puns era and all the
Big old Puns.
Melly Mel, you guys are talking about.
Oh, that's
about.
Way, that's almost before my time. I know because my older brother listened to that stuff, right?
Yeah, I don't have.
But I do, I just know the impact that they had. Yeah. They didn't impact me that much because I was way too young. But I do understand why they could be, because of the forefathers, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like they built the house. You got to give them respect for, the, you know, no matter what you do to the furnish the insides of the house and make it look like, you got to give respect to the people that built it, right?
Yeah.
So that's why I'm happy with LL being way up. Because not only was he down like slightly after the whole building of it, but he lasted a whole long time. He was like the first Drake. Except that Drake stayed at the top of the charts more.
Yeah.
Where LL would still put stuff out, but just wasn't always number one like Drake.
High,
but he always had a presence. And people always respected him. People were always there.
And LL would shut down your career real fast.
Oh, yeah. And
lyrical content.
Oh, yeah. And my head is like a babbler, too. Yeah. Deepest, bluest. Yeah, LL was no joke.
Yeah, one thing that I'm noticing about the list, and I feel weird. Anyone from Dipset on this list?
I was thinking about Dipset too.
That's why. Oh, yeah. I meant to say Cameron. When I said Mace, I meant to say Cameron and Mace.
Jim Jones. I know you don't like Jim Jones. You don't like Jim Jones. I don't know if it was you or Tyrone.
I don't think he's good. I don't dislike him.
Yeah.
He's got a different kind of flow.
It's like. I tell you, like, only one of the only rappers, and I don't really dislike him that much, is, like, Rick Ross. I just don't think he's good. Mm-hmm. I don't dislike him.
Yeah.
I mean, he does ruin some songs. But he's not like Bizarre from D12. He ain't that bad.
Yeah. But going back to that, like, that cultural impact and what they've done, I feel like... Cameron should be there if not 50 Cent, but if Rick Ross is on there. You got to think about what Dipset did, even to Rockefeller itself. Mm. They came in and they came in and almost took over Rockefeller.
Guess what? Guess who else should be there if this is the criteria? Diddy.
we put Dr. Dre on there. We know he don't write his own lyrics, so.
Yeah, they took Diddy out.
He's taking out of everything.
He's blackball, yeah. That's Diddy what it is. Double.
As Cat said, because Diddy want a party and you have to tell him no.
It was Fab.
Fabulous?
Oh, whoa, that's a big miss.
Yeah, that's...
yeah, Fabulous, not on there at all. Shoot, I don't even know why I just now thought of him.
There's more. We're just not thinking about it yet.
I think,
Tech
N9ne should have been there. The stuff that he did his stuff independently.
Yeah.
And he's like, when he's in Forbes with no major label.
Yeah.
And being in Forbes magazine. That means, like, these people might be selling more, but he's bringing more, a higher percentage of what he sells because he's independent. So he's probably bringing more money home than all these rappers that we see with all this flashy stuff, right?
Yeah.
That wasn't on that list either, was he?
No. I think his body of work might have been too quick, though.
His body, it was more of the rediscovery with his body of work, right? Because it was a lot of people that didn't catch on to him.
Yeah, I didn't know the oldness.
I'm one of them. I didn't catch on to him.
They started picking it up after.
I'm a real post-homeless fan. Is that the right term? Like, I listened to him more when he died than before.
Yeah.
I didn't hear about him until he died.
Oh, okay.
Actually, no. I heard about him on Hustle and Flow. But I never followed any of his music. Yeah. I never heard his music until he... Like, I didn't know who this guy was.
Yeah.
I started listening to him when he started talking about, like, wealth and stuff. I said, man, see these guys? They actually talking sense. And, like, listening to his music is like, man, see? He was trying to shift it from gangbanging to, let's get money, man.
Yeah.
Stop focusing on that, really. He was trying to, like, do that over.
Yeah, well, I noticed that because that was one of the things that really gravitated me towards Nipsey Hussle was watching some of the old interviews when he was like, Dirt Boy's still coming up, and that was the things he talked about.
Yeah, he's still talking about
ownership,
yeah,
owning land, property, not tricking out all your money on a chain, and that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, you're right. I did see that interview. Where he's like, the braids all undone. He's just in the street. He's just He looked like old Meek Mill. Like, you know, like when Meek Mill was rapping on the corner. That's how he looked.
There's a song that exists that has, that was my, one of my first songs of hearing him was, it was a song with him, French Montana, Big Boy, not Big, Big Sean.
Okay.
And who else is, and there's a couple other rappers in it, but it's like all of them in the studio when they first saw it.
Oh yeah?
Nipsey Hussle still has like a mini fro.
I never seen that one.
Like I said, I didn't see much of him.
Yeah, Nipsey, yes. What happened to,
go ahead.
No, what happened to Soulja Boy?
I don't know.
I see he's caught. Please, he's talking about he doesn't want no beef with Blueface now. I said he's willing to put $1,000 on his books. I don't know if that's throwing shade or not, right?
I thought that, were they supposed to fight?
They're beefing and talking trash to each other.
And then, over there busting his mic.
I don't know how I get this around the chair, man. I'm just doing magic
tricks. Put it in your pocket.
I'm doing magic tricks. How did I get that in between?
But yeah, let us know who you think should be on this list.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought Soulja Boy should have made the list, man.
Soulja Boy.
He did do a lot of things first.
He did change the, you know.
He did do a lot of things first.
He did change the, you know. Yeah. That's how good he is, that we can't even, we don't even know what he did. You know.
He cranked that.
But he did go from YouTube.
Yeah, he was
doing that. So, I don't
know. Yeah, he was the first one to take over YouTube, man.
Yeah.
So, last thing I want to discuss is this American Dream by 21 Savage. Yeah, you didn't get to check all it out, but most of it. I know you heard it all.
I heard it. And I was telling you, like, it's like, I didn't listen to it. I didn't look at the song. I just listened to it straight through.
Yeah, I listened to it straight through, like, a bunch of times. And I'll be the first to say that I've said it many times on here. I didn't like 21 Savage. You know, he's always 21-20. Mm. And his flow was just lazy and stuff. And after hearing the album, like, I'm conflicted, man. I think the album's dope.
It 21...
But I still have the same opinion on him.
See, that's what J. Cole... I bring up J. Cole because J. Cole was... I don't know if he's the first to say it, but he's the one who mentioned this before. People are missing on 21.
Yeah,
they're looking at that part of 21, and that's the part that's being pushed. But he could actually rap and put together songs. And
dude, he got lyrics.
Yes, yeah.
His lyrics is dope.
Yeah,
his introspective lyrics. He got nice bars. His beat selection, his ear for beats is immaculate.
Oh yeah,
but he still sounds like David Blaine sometimes. He got that like monotone.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
lazy.
Yeah,
like that's what gets me and that turns me off. But the thing is that the beats on this album, the beats are slapping too hard that I'm like, I'm still rocking.
People love 21, man.
Yeah,
he like, I think it was a Savage Mode mixtapes. Those are the ones where he's talking about, you know, a lot of aggressive stuff. But that really like put him on. Yeah. And people just play it. He had Morgan Freeman on the last one. Morgan Freeman intro in it.
Like, yes, yeah. Yes.
Morgan Freeman intro in Savage Mode 3 or whatever. It's like
Morgan Freeman.
Well, look at the people he's done music with and held his own with them, and those songs became humongous hits.
And that's what that J. Cole song. We forget what it's called.
A lot. Yeah.
Him and J. Cole on that song is like perfect. That's like a perfect song.
I'll have to check that one.
Yeah, didn't he do like an album with Drake?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, Her Loss was all him and Drake.
I don't know if he did anything with Kendrick or not, but like if he did, then that's the trifecta right there of the people who we think are the tops in this era.
He can hang with the big dogs, man. And people respect him.
I
think Jay-Z got him even straight with his visa and all that. Like,
where's he from?
He's from Britain.
Yeah.
That's why he sounds like that.
Yeah. And he came over here like his mom or whatever.
Yeah, when he was like a kid, I think it was. Yeah.
I think I think that's what the album was
but
about.
He still has like
the
an
American
accent.
Dream.
Don't he still have an accent, kind of?
Yeah, he was sort of. Not as Grammy as...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's not like... Yeah.
But it's like close, though.
Not like a Cognac accent.
You watch the video for Red Room? Like, I think he goes there. He goes to Britain.
Yeah, that's over. Like, that's like, over in the bricks, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and they're like the... It's like Top Boy.
Yeah.
I didn't see any of them. Okay.
Yeah. 21's good, man. I gotta give him respect, man. There's a lot of good songs on the album. Yeah.
The album is dope. And, like, I like how he saved all the, like, R&B influence ones to the end. Because that album ends, like, on a hot, it makes you want to get go through to the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Burner Boy comes on.
Yeah.
Summer. Mariah the yeah, yeah. Summer Walker, Mariah yeah. the Scientist. I'm just like, damn.
Yeah.
And Brent Fires, I don't even know if that's how you say his name yet. Fires.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's a good song. He can sing. I like this song by him called Upset. And it's so funny that whenever I want Alexa to play it, I say it how I think it says it. And then Alexa says it differently, but with Alexa, you don't even know if she's saying it right.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, because Alexa still calls Roby Street Robbie Street. So, you know, I don't know. But I y'all think they like the album?
Oh, yeah.
Recommend it? Yeah.
I heard reviews about it, and they're right, like what they're saying. I heard it on another podcast. I won't say it there, but like his R&B influence is shown.
Yes, and it's tight. It's really good.
It's
yeah, this album makes me hope nothing comes out this Friday, so I could just keep rocking it this
again,
album.
Again, yeah.
Because I
and then boom, Kanye kind of drops.
Yeah. What? What you say?
Then boom, Kanye. Then Kanye drop.
I'll be interested to see if Kanye takes me off of this album.
Mm. You know I think he will.
We'll I think see. He coming with his last album didn't move, but then again, it came out around the same time Drake's album too.
I forget what Kanye last piece was.
It was Donda.
Yeah, so when he was doing all those songs in the stadium, remember sleeping in the stadium and everything like that.
Okay.
Yeah, it didn't last.
I can't remember Donda.
Told you. it didn't do nothing.
I remember this gospel album more than Donda.
I go back to Graduation and all that stuff.
The gospel album was good.
I'm not a gospel guy.
Oh, okay, my bad.
One thing I realized about 21 that I actually didn't know until today, kind of doing the research, is that he had 4 number one albums.
I didn't know that.
That's huge.
Oh, and
this
didn't.
This is his fourth number one album. This
yeah,
is
the fourth it debuted yeah. at number one. I forgot to mention that. Yeah, this debuted at number one on Billboard.
I think he sold like 130 something units or something like that.
People love 21, man.
I know.
You know what it is too?
Especially in the era where no one buys music.
Yeah.
You know what it is too? He's like, he's consistent and he's not like allowing other stuff to change what he wants to do.
Yeah.
He's still 21. He still says 21 on the rock.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
He's not you adjusting that.
That's hilarious. The funniest part is when he says 21, his little 21.
Yeah.
Over somebody else's. How are you going to add your ad libs when somebody else, you know what I mean? Like, no, let my ad libs roll. He's like, no, 21. I was like,
but this is my song.
Yeah. It ain't even your go. Wait your turn. He's like, no, 21. I was like, it's annoying. 21.
You know who his girl is rumored to be?
No.
I know it's a rumor. I'm on here talking about rumors.
No. Who?
Lotto.
Mm-hmm.
Lotto?
Yeah, they were talking about that there.
Yeah, it's like 21 winning on every front.
Yeah. Lotto's a nice, that's a catch.
Lotto.
Hit the jackpot.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, that wraps up this episode. Next week, I hope we remember to look up and listen to TGT.
Oh, he's doing it.
Because I want Laton to come.
I'm gonna listen to it
with some knowledge on TGT, so that we can discuss it.
Three Kings.
Yeah, you know Tigger probably already knows it because R&B. He knows his R&B.
Yeah, he knows his R&B.
King.
I used to be on my R&B until Jodeci came, and then I just never got off of him. No, I'm just joking. I listen to Drew Hill and all that stuff, but
Blackstreet.
What?
Sorry, I was saying Blackstreet. No.
Oh yeah, Blackstreet.
I was watching the old Drew Hill video the other day, and I was like, "Jesus, Cisco does all spins all day. He's spinning."
Hyper, man. Cisco a bit hyper.
I just picture when they say cut, like him falling down. Like, yeah, they have a crash man beside him.
All right, y'all. I'm John Kizzy. You know who is he? AKA Philly G, because they know who I be. I'm here with DJ Laton.
I'm back.
My cousin Ray Ray.
What it do?
And we out. That's it for this episode. Peace. Get on my camera.